and one of 10 lucky winners to take home, achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. PF demands speaker rescind decision to vacate Chawama parliamentary seat. Government unveils 347 megawatt boost as major energy projects are near completion. And in global news, death toll from Indonesia flooding rises to 442. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The opposition Patriotic Front PF says Friday's declaration of the Chawama parliamentary seat then held by Tasila Lungu by the Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti is illegal and unconstitutional. PF Deputy Secretary General for Administration Celestine Mukandila says that the decision violates Zambia's constitutional framework, arguing that Article 72 fully lists the grounds for vacating a parliamentary seat, none of which include breaches of standing orders. He emphasized that procedural violations are disciplinary matters, not constitutional disqualifications, and should only result in suspension, not removal from office. The party maintains that the speaker's action overstates constitutional authority, noting that standing orders are internal procedural rules that cannot override the supreme law of the land. Mr. Mukandila says that the opposition party is now calling for the immediate reversal of the decision to preserve the integrity of parliament and respect the democratic will of the people of Chawama constituency.
At no point does the constitution mention a breach of standing orders as a ground for vacating a parliamentary seat. The speaker's action therefore directly contradicts Article 72.2. Only legislation can prescribe a code of conduct, not standing orders. We reiterate the speaker's declaration of Honorable Tasila Lungu's parliamentary seat as vacant is illegal, unconstitutional, and politically motivated. We therefore call upon the speaker to immediately rescind her decision and restore the seat and uphold the rule of law, parliamentary integrity, and the constitutional supremacy.
Government says a total of 347 megawatts of new generation through utility-scale renewable and thermal coal projects has so far been completed and will be commissioned this year and through 2026. Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote says that these initiatives form part of the government's broad agenda of ensuring a stable supply of power and shares the citizens' concerns on the current deficit. Mr. Chikote emphasized that the ministry is fully committed to implementing sustainable, long-term solutions to strengthen the country's energy infrastructure and meet growing electricity demand. He explains that among other initiatives are the 100 megawatt Chisamba Solar PV project, the 25 megawatt Milo Solar PV plant in Serenje, and multiple projects under the net metering program, which together contribute 14.7 megawatts of installed capacity. The minister disclosed that an additional 29 public and private sector-led projects are currently under construction with a combined capacity of 2,510 megawatts expected to come online within the next 2 years, and is confident that the measures will improve electricity supply reliability, minimize load shedding, and enhance energy security nationwide.
So far, 347 megawatts new generation has been completed. Among these are the Chisamba 100 megawatts solar PV project and various projects under the net metering initiative with a total capacity of 14.7 megawatts. Furthermore, 29 public under ZESCO and private sector led pipeline projects are currently under construction with a total capacity of 2,510 megawatts. to be commissioned within 2025 and 2026. The ministry shares the concerns of Zambians on the effect of electricity load shedding and assures the nation that sustainable solutions are underway.
The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, Vice Board Chairperson Joseph Marisawa has called on Africa to plan and finance its roads together and build an integrated network that saves the African continental free trade area and sustainable growth. Mr. Marisawa made the appeal during the 22nd Africa Road Maintenance Funds Association RMFA Annual General Assembly in Monrovia, Liberia, as delegates examined ways to scale up cooperation and funding for road infrastructure. He told the assembly that sustainable transformation of the road sector requires strong bilateral, multilateral cooperation and active private sector participation in investment, maintenance and management of road assets. Mr. Marisawa highlighted Zambia's public-private partnership model, pointing to the Lusaka and Dola dual carriageway under Macro Ocean Investment Consortium as an example that other countries are benchmarking.
Roads going beyond just borders, they connect us, they weave us as societies, and they facilitate trade because we are gravitating towards after having a more connected continent. The importance of roads cannot be overemphasized, and we are here to learn but also to share. So we are very happy in that regard.
And in addressing the same gathering, Liberian President Joseph Boakai urged member states to strengthen road funds and deepen institutional, technical and financial synergies to support an integrated continental network. Mr. Boakai said that such steps are key to ensuring the continent's economic growth through sustained road financing.
A gathering of dedicated minds committed to advancing Africa's road infrastructure. It is even more gratifying that it's being held here in Monrovia in Liberia at a time when our nation is undergoing tremendous developmental challenges and making great strides in advancing sustainable infrastructure. Your presence here reinforces our collective commitment to advancing sustainable development across the continent and contributing to Liberia's success story.
The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCDR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, has increased to 11,079 kwacha 13 ngwe in November from 10,834 kwacha 18 ngwe recorded in October 2025. JCDR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwe Samusonda says the increase is due to rising costs across both essential non-food items and food, with energy and transport pressures amplifying household spending. Ms. Musonda says the total cost of essential non-food items rose from 6,432 kwacha 19 ngwe to 6,581 kwacha 16 ngwe, driven largely by a jump in charcoal prices for a 90 kg bag from 553 kwacha 33 ngwe to 633 kwacha 33 ngwe. She says JCDR has linked the charcoal increase to the onset of the rainy season, which disrupts drying, transport and reduces supply, which has been worsened by prolonged power cuts, leaving many households are reliant on charcoal. Ms. Musonda adds that the cost of essential food items also rose, moving from 4,401 kwacha 19 ngwe in October to 4,497 kwacha 53 ngwe in November, pushed up by higher prices for staples and protein sources such as beans, cassava flour, kapenta and milk. She warns that rising food costs threaten the nutritional value of meals for low-income families, forcing many to adjust consumption patterns and heightening risks of undernutrition, and is urging policymakers to prioritize targeted social protection and energy interventions to shield vulnerable households.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflections basic needs and nutrition basket for a family of five in Lusaka stood at 11,079 kwacha in November, rising from 10,834 kwacha in October. This increase was primarily attributed to the increase in the total cost of essential and food items, which rose from 6,400